Hey, I'm Chris Ruggiero, and welcome to the Between Dreams podcast. This show is all about finding people with amazing stories, sharing their stories with you to inspire you to get out there and make something awesome happen in your own life. We all have something we've been thinking about, dreaming about, and I know how easy it is to come up with all the reasons why the thing might not work. What we're here to discover and hear from other people is to search for and find those reasons why things will work. This episode, we are joined by Heidi and Sarah from Love Lust LA. Love Lust LA is all about finding the heartbeat of Los Angeles. I came across their stuff recently and wanted to share their story and what they're up to because I think it's just really cool when people go out there and make something happen. And it was interesting to hear how they, through a sequence of events of just showing up and doing this and then this connected and then they moved to Los Angeles and then they were both in Los Angeles at the same time. And all these things came together just because they continually kept moving forward and making things happen. And that's, of course, what everything is about. In the Between Dreams community, we have amazing people that are making things happen. If you enjoy this or any of the other episodes, make sure you leave a rating review on iTunes or your podcast app or wherever you're listening to the podcast. You can listen to it, of course, on the website at chrisruggiero.com/podcast or on iTunes or your podcast app on your iPhone or Android or Google Play Music or Spotify or iHeartRadio. All the places that you listen to audio things, you can listen to us. So thank you guys so much for listening, and we're going to jump right into it. Let's hop on in with Heidi and Sarah from Love Lust LA.
We are Sarah and Heidi of Love Lust LA. We met 8 years ago on an indie film back in New Hampshire. So we are East Coast girls, and we had West Coast dreams.
Yes. Our vlog company is basically all about finding the heartbeat of Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm. So when we were living on the East Coast, we had these dreams of living on the West Coast. And at different times, I moved out to LA and then I moved home. And then Heidi was living in LA and then she was elsewhere. And then we both were out in LA together and we were like, oh my God, we did it. We're out here. We're so obsessed. We're so in love with LA. We want to share with other people why we love it so much. And, you know, we're girls being girls. We're drinking some wine. We were like, you know what? We met for a greater reason
than
being in that tiny indie film together. And then we came up with the idea of our company, Love Lust LA, and sharing really what we love about Los Angeles. And through that, we've just been, we've been doing a lot of exploring.
Growth. I mean, really, it's the difference between love and lust, and can one person really have it all?
Right. We've been playing with that a lot as well. Whether it has to do with the food you eat, your relationship, what you choose to buy. I mean, all sorts of aspects. There's just the play between what you love and
what you lust for.
What you lust for. Yeah.
So what... There's this thing of, I'm from the East Coast as well. My people know that, Pennsylvania.
Oh, nice.
And, yeah, so there is that thing of Los Angeles, of like this magical, mysterious world. Mm-hmm. Where does that, I think it's so interesting for people to hear because most people aren't from LA. A lot of people have never even been here, but they have these like things about LA. And that's what it's kind of interesting. We all had this like, image of it.
We're like, when you see it in the movies.
Yeah.
And it's like your dreams. It's
the
like,
allure.
Ooh,
yes. Yeah. Big, sexy allure to LA.
Yes.
So what was that exactly? What was that image maybe like before you guys were here, like living here, like maybe visited once? What was that feeling of like, when like, I need to come back? Like obviously like, some people come like, I hated that. I'm never going there again. But what does that feel like when you come and you're like, wow, that it is it's not what I expected it to be, but it's a different kind of magic. And then you're like, I need to go, like, whatever it takes, I'm going to go there. Because that's what a lot of us were just like, whatever, I don't know what I'm going to do. It's whatever it takes, I'm going to go and figure it out.
Right.
So like, what's that like when you like go back and like, maybe that experience of like making the decision to move here?
Yeah.
Because a lot of people listening like will think of that and they're like, well, no, I don't know how to do that. Mm-hmm. I don't know, like, drive across the country and move there. Like, I can't do that.
I think you kind of just do
like,
it. Yeah. You just do it. And I really believe that. And I know Sarah feels the same way, but LA has our souls. Like, it's our souls are LA. Mm-hmm. We are definitely East Coast girls, but our soul is here in LA. It has the heartache, it has the struggle, it has the hopes, the dreams, and it just has everything that
right, we totally. Love. And we both feel like we come alive in Los Angeles and kind of can be ourselves, whereas in different places in the country, you know, it's not as accepting. And the cool thing about LA, you know, LA is hard. You know, people have their gripes about LA, but LA is also super accepting. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, we just feel like we've been welcomed into the
with open arms
community, and we like being a part of it. I guess for people that want to come to LA but are scared, it's just following your intuition and your dreams. You know, it's your whole thing. It's just having
you
the
can't
courage,
be scared
really. Pushing through fear.
Yeah, you have to push through your fears. Mm-hmm. It is scary. I know big moves are always scary, but there's so much good and so much happiness and so many opportunities out here that you have to just really go for them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And I like how there's so many of the things in, and everyone, I'm friends with performers and entertainers and people in entertainment industry mostly, but kind of all different levels of it. And it's funny how this thing of like LA almost always, like, people talk about the struggle and like the challenges.
The struggle is real.
And that's and that's cool. But it's almost like you're not glorifying that, because it's like it's cooler to like everything to be working. But there is something about that, and I think LA has that, like the hustle thing of it, where you're just like, cool, there's this thing that you can get, and it's not completely out of reach, but it's going to be running away really fast always.
Yes. You're so close, but so far.
And then
it's an ongoing chase.
Mm-hmm.
I like to think of it when people are like, well, people that come visit, like somebody at my show last night was like, oh, how, like they were just visiting town, and they're like, oh, how long have you been here? I was like, I'm here a couple years. They're like, well, how is it? Because they were like, they're like putting the feelers out that they can't decide if they want to come or not, because it's like terrifying.
Yeah. Terrifying.
And I was like, it's great. There's literally, like, I mean, you saw, like, we were just talking about in my mind, it's like stuff people just gave me for, like, making content for them, and, like, just picked up some bikes from Pure Cycles, and there's a fridge full of juice
which
from
is
Salty.
Really,
and, like,
amazing, by the way.
Salty, thank you for this amazing juice. We're drinking the
they're
ginger. They're not even paying me for this, and I'm going to say how amazing it is.
It actually is delicious, and I feel like I was coming down with something, and I feel like it's helping. The ginger is so good.
You will instantly be healed.
I know. I am already feeling
allegedly,
so much better.
Allegedly.
The light is coming back to our eyes. I am feeling so much better.
But there's, like, that thing of, and I like to tell people, like, if people are in LA, they want to come do something, like, there's a lot of people that came here today that really do not want to move back to Pennsylvania or Illinois or Massachusetts or New Hampshire or wherever they're from. They're like, they're going to work way harder than you are every day, because they really, really, really do not want to go back to the small town that they came from.
So true.
So keep up with them. And, you know, and it's like, that's what it's all about in so many things that I've been doing. It's
that's
just like,
advice.
Can you show up every day?
You're right.
It's not that hard. It's not like you have to, like, work for 30 hours a day.
Right.
And
I think really, too, it's about, it is about showing up, but I really believe that everyone has their own individual dreams, and we also have to make sure that we're respectful of everyone and we're compassionate. I feel like a lot of times people, especially in LA, will try to put people down, and I just love to be passionate about everyone's dreams. I love to build people up, the positivity, making really sure that everyone's just happy and positive and supportive.
Yeah, totally. Exactly. That's what we're trying to spread that as well. Just being yourself and accepting others for whatever their dreams are,
too.
So let's get into a little bit more of, like, the work and the stuff that you guys are creating for kind of all around with. If it's interesting now, like, things have to be everything. Like, things aren't a blog or a vlog or Instagram. Now it's like everything is, like,
everything.
30
yes.
things.
Yeah. We were just talking about that today, actually.
Yeah.
It's YouTube. It's Instagram. It's blogging. It's our website.
It's vlogging. Now we're on a podcast. You know, podcast.
Yeah.
It's hitting all those outlets, you know? So
And that compares back into what we were just talking about of, like, being in LA. It's like, yeah, you can have a podcast and have people come over, and you're like, cool, we're doing a podcast now.
Yeah.
And then you're doing that and you're doing this. I came across from Instagram. Mm-hmm. So that was why I see most of your stuff from Instagram, which is a really cool thing. Maybe talk a little bit about that. How did the decision become to like go and make this instead of just like, oh yeah, we have an Instagram account. Cool. It's like everyone does. Mm-hmm. So make it a little bit something bigger. How does that bridge the gap of like, this idea to making it into something, which, you know, and building it into something.
Cool. Well, Heidi and I, as we were saying before, we both have a background in kind of the entertainment industry, like acting, modeling, photography. And I've always loved like style and fashion.
Writing.
Right. Yes. All of those were like super passionate about all of that. Right. And bringing that together in our Instagram account was great for starters. But we feel like, and we felt like there's so much more that we want to share with people via the other outlets. We want to be more interactive. You know, we want to start
our vlog. We don't want to be flat. We want to have people mm-hmm. be able to see us from all angles. We don't want to just be a picture or just a video or just a blog. We really want to relate to our followers, relate to our fans, relate to everyone that we talk to
and be able to
be part of.
Right, yes. Exactly. And to be able to express ourselves in other outlets that speak to our hearts. Like, you know, I've been a host, so I love, you know, not just modeling, I love speaking and, you know,
I've been a photographer, I've been an actress.
Right.
We've done it all.
We're just trying to like feed our soul and then inspire other people to feed theirs, basically.
Yeah, that's great. And that's like, you know what?
Speaking about feeding, I'm getting hungry. Sorry, guys.
Drink your juice. It's okay. You're on a juice
cleanse. Send us food.
We need some more salty. Cheers.
Oh my gosh! Drinking juice and podcasting. We are very LA right now.
And coffee or tea. Thank you, Starbucks.
Yeah, like, Starbucks, if you're listening, they're not
Starbucks,
listening.
Starbucks, they love you. I go to you every morning.
Starbucks is in Weston. That's, you know, I think the juice and coffee isn't too much of a conflict. We could get some coffees.
Yeah, right?
Yes.
All right, anyone listening that knows Starbucks people, or coffee bean. I like coffee. Do you guys like coffee beans?
Like
should we just start talking about LA
anything with caffeine?
No one knows what we're talking
good.
About.
Sounds
like good. Some like
Dunkin' Donuts love for all the East Coasters back there.
There are Dunkin' Donuts here.
There is. There's one in Seattle that I know about.
No, I did want to say something. Okay, so your shirt. Staring at your shirt, Between Dreams.
Yes. You guys can interview me.
Can we interview
me?
Yes.
This keeps happening. It's like the past several ones, it turns into the, like people start talking to me and they're just like, oh, what's this? I'm like, and it like becomes
a, it's a conversation.
Yeah. Right. I had like Gabby was one of the ones, and then Jacqueline was one of the recent ones, and they're both like stand up comics and like TV hosts and stuff. Yeah. So like they're just naturally in this
they
thing.
They
want to,
they're
like,
interested in humans. Yeah. Yes. Right, exactly. No, something that's we were so excited to hear from you because we love the name of your brand company, Between Dreams, and that's really how Love West LA started. It was between
our dreams,
our own separate dreams, like my dream to come out here and be an actor, your dream to come out here
for your startup company,
yep. And you know, other dreams that you put to the wayside, such as modeling, photography.
Yep.
And then we created this. And it was literally in between our other dreams that we developed Love West LA. And that's where we're like, this is a sign.
Yeah.
Not to mention another cool fact about us. We're both born on the same exact day.
Yeah. Oh.
So when we met.
Same year?
No.
No, but same day.
Same day.
We won't make you guess who's older.
No, we'll never do that.
But maybe we'll make you guess our star sign.
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. What's yours?
I don't know that stuff.
Oh, no.
I'm a Scorpio, but I don't know.
I was going to guess that.
Yes. Oh. I saw that, too.
Yeah, sorry, we're very intuitive.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway.
That's cool. Yeah, so back to the Between Dreams thing. It's cool because like it kind of develops its own kind of its own. It's open enough to allow people to add their own story attachment to it. Because some people do that kind of like the between, you're doing this, and then now we're bridging the gap to this next thing or whatever it is. Or like between two people. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting when I hear how people put it together that don't really know anything about it, just from like whatever that they see. But my buddy Kip and I were in Arizona on the Navajo Reservation.
Ooh.
And it was a really fun. I'm sure my people have heard this, some version of this story before, but it'll add into this without me just completely talking about myself for very long. But basically, I was doing a show at this Navajo reservation, and I was like, let's call my buddy Kip, who was kind of really heavily involved in all of my stuff, kind of more behind the scenes stuff, of just kind of like brainstorming and thoughts.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm going to Arizona. There's this Navajo reservation that has a college on it. The college is bringing me in to like be entertainment for their students. I was like, flying into Albuquerque. You should meet me there, and then we'll drive over. And it became this crazy...
I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah, it became this, like, insane thing that he was just like, okay, cool, let's do it.
Uh-huh.
And then there's a YouTube video on my YouTube channel called The Western Adventure, which is a recap of this trip.
Okay, we're going to have to watch
it. Yeah, that sounds fun. That sounds up our alley.
Everyone, please go watch it, too, because it sounds amazing.
So anyway, we were there. We were, like, in the... And, like, there's stores there that are just... There's, like, one store in the... place that it closes at like 5 o'clock in the afternoon because it's a Navajo reservation.
Right.
And it's
a, oh my god.
That'd be bad.
So yeah, it was just this whole thing. We were there and I was like, meet me in Albuquerque. And then we drove through the desert and then we were like, we went to Utah. We were there for like 3 days, but we like saw so many things. And it essentially, I don't know if I heard a song lyric or something that happened. And I was like, we need to do this thing we were talking about, like brand, like lifestyle brand, like create an umbrella for us, like the work that we create.
Yeah.
And it was basically like, I wanted it to be called Between the Dreams.
Mm-hmm.
So like at night you have these dreams and then the next night you have more dreams. And then most people sit around all day and do nothing. But like it was like, what are we doing? Like between those dreams, when we were like back in Pennsylvania, like, oh, we should do this.
Right.
We should do that. Those were like dreams. And then I was like, come meet me in Albuquerque. And he's like, okay.
Albuquerque, and just keep breaking up.
And then that was like, we're doing stuff between dreams, like just doing stuff between dreams. And that's what it was all about. And then that's what we've been kind of featuring and trying to attract and build a community of people who are doing that. Yeah, everyone has these dreams. Like everyone wants to move to LA and go visit once and then come home. And then next summer go visit once. What are you doing between those? So it can be at any scale. Like what are you doing between now? Are you like trying to get back or leave LA? Whatever. It doesn't matter.
Right.
And that's been the whole like community building aspect of it. Like find people who are doing stuff.
Super cool.
Yeah,
I know. We love it. Yeah.
I love it.
Very cool.
So back to... a little bit more, maybe some stories of you guys were in, did you say New Hampshire?
New Hampshire.
And working on a film.
Yes.
And that's, so how does that happen? Tell a little bit about that, because there's people.
the
reaction already is a good story.
It was a horror film.
It was a horror film in Ware, New Hampshire. Where is that? Ware, New Hampshire.
Yeah, New Hampshire.
But yes, it was a Craigslist ad for.
Craigslist
ad for a horror film.
Well, all best friends meet, right?
All best friends meet. And there's actually one more girl to our pair, or trio. Yeah, her name was Ashley, and she's our other best friend from back home. And we basically all just met on the film and just kind of knew that we were going to be best friends right away. And
we knew that there was a reason we met because it was just a really interesting film. And it was just really random that we, you know, it was from Craigslist. And
we're still alive today.
And so we were like, okay, there has to be something bigger. You know, some bigger reason.
Well, there's all these things too. Like when we were on set, 11/11 kept coming up, and I believe that's a great sign. And I know Sarah does too. And just all these things. And we both talked about LA and had stories about it. And you actually moved out here right after that. And I was telling you all about LA because I had been out here before and you hadn't. And then that kind of started our journey and our friendship of just always constantly back and forth between LA and home. And.
Mm-hmm.
And now
then ending up here.
Then ending up here together.
Together.
And creating a company together.
Yeah.
And we actually went to go see a psychic. No judgment, please. And she told us that we were going to create a company together.
And then you did.
Actually, and then we did, yes.
She didn't say us. She brought up Heidi and one of her friends. And we didn't realize it was me until now.
Now.
Really?
Yes, until now.
I got sad. I was like, oh, shit, she's going to start a company with some girlfriend. And I really had no idea because we hadn't come up with the company yet. And I was like, all right, I guess I'm just going to do my acting thing and I'll go back home. And Heidi's going to have this flourishing company. And I don't know who her other friend is. And then all of a sudden, here we are. It's like, maybe she meant me.
She did mean
anyway,
you. Of course she did.
But
yes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah.
That's a cool thing, too, as well. Like, so people that are...
I'm going to take my shoes off. Take your shoes off. Okay. You know, I actually have two microphones right now, everyone. I know you can't see me, but is it echoing? Okay.
That's a...
I wish they were ice cream, but they're microphones. It's okay.
Maybe I can get ice cream shaped. I know. Does
yeah, that'd be perfect.
Is that a thing?
Oh, ice cream shaped microphones?
Yeah.
Microphones? Can I talk today? You're, microphones.
You're getting excited. Calm down.
Shh.
She like, yeah, she is.
We need
she's
more.
Like, oh my
we've
God.
Been drinking juice all day.
Ginger's kicking it.
Yeah, that's cool, though. I think that, and that's something else that's, you know, like being in New Hampshire or, you know, wherever people are. And so many people have an excuse. They're like, when I get to LA, like, I'm going to save up for 4 years and then think about being able to move to New York or LA or wherever. And then there's some people who are just like, oh, I want to be in entertainment. So I'm going to find the opportunity where I am or make the opportunity. That's my big thing right now is like, people, I just did this presentation for college students, and a question at the end was, "What? It's great. Like, it sounds like you have this community of performers, and this podcast, and these people that you know in LA." And this girl asked me, she was like, "What if we don't have that?" And I was like, "Well, first of all, no one just has that. Right. Maybe you have family members that are supportive or something, but like, you have to go make it. Like, if it doesn't feel like..." You have that.
Yep.
No one's going to, like, help you or hold your hand or, like, do
anything.
Well,
the best thing, too, about, like, dreams is when you have a dream, it doesn't just start off and it's, like, perfectly shaped. It evolves. And, like, as it starts evolving, it grows, it changes. And I think that's the same way that companies, friendships, anything start out. When it starts off, it's just this baby seed idea. And then it grows. And you nourish it and you flourish it and it keeps growing. And, you know, it's always changing, which
right.
I love.
We were talking about that today. It's a little off topic. But that,
sorry.
You know, that it's that... Our company is evolving, and you know, your dreams can also evolve.
Our friendship's even evolving.
Our
like,
friendship has evolved.
She's like my sister.
Right, yeah. Which is crazy.
I do call her my twin, even though we're really not twins.
Right. And so back to your question of, you know, if you are afraid to come to LA, if you don't know anyone to come to LA, but you have something in your heart that's whispering, oh, man, I really, you know, have all this potential, and I see it being fulfilled out in LA where all the opportunities are, but I'm so scared and I don't know anyone and I don't have enough money and this and that. You know, it's like what you said. Sometimes you start off with yourself, you know, and then you meet one person and you have a connection and then you find a little support and then you grow from there. And then, you know, it's just taking, I think, the small connections or one relationship, one really good friend, finding that support and just growing. That's all you can really do, I feel like, you know? It's not like anyone lands here with like 50 friends and your mom and dad and everyone supports you. Like, that's not how it is all the time.
Yeah.
It's really like that anything. You have to really work at things and just, you know, whatever you're doing in life, do it with passion. Just keep going at it. Don't give up. Don't give in to failure. Don't be afraid of things. Just go
after
it.
Which is easier said than done.
It is. It is. I know. I kind of just
my
go
little
after
happy
things.
Positive. Heidi's like, everything's rainbows and butterflies. You
and
can
sunshine.
Do anything.
And if you trip, you fall. You just roll over and lay around and wiggle a little bit.
Literally, this is her. That is her. And I'm like, no, I'd be with mud on my face, crying.
Yeah. And then I'll come find you and rescue you.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, we're elaborating on this a bunch of times, but I think it's so important because I hear it from people that will reach out to me, like younger performers and stuff. They'll reach out and be like, oh, I don't know. They're just like, people are so confused and they don't know what to do. And it comes down, we'll tie it all together with that of just like, just like keep showing. That's been my thing of just like keep showing up.
Yep,
so
and,
true.
I was like, I've been working on like, so half of like, all the different projects that I'm working on. And it's interesting to me of the thing of, we'll reach out to somebody. You know, it's like we email people. That's how things happen now. And nothing happens.
Right.
And then people are like, oh, well, I tried. I'm like, and nothing that I've ever done was like from the first email. It was an email. And then you just follow up that the next day when I've been reaching out to like a lot of brands to work together on the different projects that I'm doing. And it's like really easy to find the info at
whatever.com. Yep. And you can send them an email and they aren't going to respond to you.
Because everyone's doing that.
It's really hard to find. Like, I was just talking to, like, legit CEOs of companies that I have their email now because I worked a little bit. It wasn't that hard.
No. You just, like, go on LinkedIn Instagram, and find
like,
them.
Figure out other
like
ways.
Like photos. Right. Yes.
Yeah, and there's other, like, services that you can, like, type in someone's LinkedIn profile and then that'll, like, browse the web for their
emails. Oh, I know. This is amazing.
Yeah. And I was like within like or like you can hit that and then you like go to LinkedIn and you're like the California marketing team.
Yes.
From, you know, the director of the West Coast marketing. You're like, oh, that's just the person who I need to talk to.
Exactly.
Right. So it's like people are just being like, oh, no, I tried. I sent them an email. And I was like, oh, you just do like once. And then everyone's stopping. So it's like, I'm not attacking people that are that, but like, just be a little bit better than, try a little bit harder.
It's just, you have to keep knowing that so many people, like, you have to think about it. If it's that easy to find the email, it's probably there's so many people going after that email. Definitely try to do something to make yourself stand out. Like, we're all individuals. We're all unique. Mm-hmm. Everyone was born original, they say. You know, don't die a copy. So just keep going out there and keep being you and keep trying to find ways to showcase who you are to people. And if you keep and stay genuine to yourself, people are going to love you. I think authenticity.
Right, authenticity and what you said, being resourceful. And being persistent, like I was looking at my inbox today, I was reaching out to someone, I didn't hear back. And you follow up, and then you don't hear back, and you follow up. And it really, having persistence and drive.
And not being afraid of rejection.
And not being afraid of rejection is so big. And then, you know, when you're coming out here, you're going to be uncomfortable. I mean, it's most people will be uncomfortable, and I think it's becoming comfortable with being uncomfortable, you know, maybe sending that third follow-up and you're like, shit, this makes me feel really uncomfortable. Then you hear back
stalker
and you're like,
alert,
oh my
alert.
God, I'm amazing. They want to work with me. Oh my God, it worked. So it's just putting yourself out there and going out of
every
the box.
Single day.
Yeah.
How many times? I know it's a good one when I'm like terrified to hit
terrified,
send.
Terrified, yes.
And you have to like, you're looking at it, and you're like, yeah, I know I read this over, and you like hit it, and then you have to like get up and like walk somewhere, and you're like, I can't look at the computer.
I've been doing that, I'm like, shut you right now. Sarah, all right, send. All right, nobody saw me, I just sent it.
Yeah.
And you come back, you're like, yeah, it's so funny.
That's really funny because you think about like someone, if someone could be watching, you're like alone.
You're like,
and like if someone was just watching,
we need
like,
to record ourselves next time.
This? Like, you're like, because you really get like, you get,
you're
your
so
body
scared.
Is like,
terrified.
You start sweating. You're like, okay. You're like, fingers
but
trembling.
It's pushing through the terror and doing it anyway. Yeah, that's a big point of the whole between dreams thing.
Those emails, like, see how much can you send 10 of those emails every day that you're just like terrified to do? Like, James Altucher, who's a writer and blogger and many other things. He talks about that. He's like, he knows it's going to be a good, successful blog post if he's like completely
terrified
to hit the button.
Yes. Yeah. I've just been living off of like terror lately. I feel like I'm just scared all the time.
Don't be scared. But I got your back. We got this.
True. That's true. Yeah,
it's
she
great,
makes me feel better.
That's so let's hear, a couple, we have a good package of stuff, but a lot of that stuff was really general. Like, oh, yeah, you got to do some stuff.
Yeah.
Do you guys, maybe each of you have a story of something that you really were expecting? You know, send that email like, oh, this is going to be awesome. And then it just like does not work out at all how you planned. I really like the stories of when people are like, yeah, this was going to. And not to bring it into that, I like those stories always because... Mm-hmm. And if you have something tangent to that, that's fine as well to go from there. But there's always these things like, yeah, I had this image of how I was going to email this person. They're going to say yes to this. And then I'm going to do this thing. And then I'm going to be here. Then I've made it.
Yeah.
And then that doesn't happen, of course. But by doing that first step and them saying, no, that's not how it works. There's always like a but. But I know this guy... Or this company or this brand or whatever it is or this producer of a show, whatever, that you should know.
Right,
and then that doesn't work. And then, oh, but, and then it's like somewhere on the other end of that tree,
7 degrees
like something happens.
Of love lost LA.
Do you guys have any, or whatever, do you guys have any cool stories about that? Like just things that didn't, or things that just didn't work out? I think those are, in general, just fun to hear. I love
I'm going to let you go first, Sarah.
My friends are like entertainers.
Well, personal
so.
Or for blog, like regarding our company, I mean...
You could go
first if you have something on your mind. You
I don't
seem like you do. Oh,
you know me. I'm kind of hard because I'm like everything has a silver lining.
Yeah, she's like, yes. Positive Bunny. Yeah.
You could do like a personal, like just to get. So I think it would be cool for people to. We can chop out this thought
process.
Times as well.
I mean,
if it's not
there's a well okay. I think maybe we can bring up some things about Love Lost LA too. Some stories, but. Okay, one significant thing that just is a little off tangent but has to do with my whole acting thing and then being back out here again is I've been back and forth for a while from the East Coast to the West Coast. I lived out here when Heidi didn't live out here. She lived out here when I didn't live out here. And then last year,
Magic happened.
And then I came out here. I was living out here for the winter. And I was trying, you know, working towards getting a theatrical agent. And I had this big interview, and I was super excited, and all the stars were aligning. I was like, this is it. I have the interview. I'm going to sign with them. I'm going to stay here. Heidi, if I sign with this agent, I'm going to stay here. I can do our brand. All going to work out. Yes! But then no. Didn't work out like that. And I ended up going back home to the East Coast, and then I ended up working on a film called The Burning Woman. And speaking of Albuquerque, you had me thinking about Breaking Bad. And I ended up having my first scene in the movie, in The Burning Woman, across from Aaron Paul in Breaking Bad. I had my first on-screen smooch with him. So that was exciting. And the film's going to premiere at Sundance, which we might be going on behalf of Love Lost LA to Sundance. But I didn't realize that was a success because of that failure. Until recently, I was like, you know what? If I had signed with that agent, I would have stayed in LA and I wouldn't have gotten that break or have met the amazing production team, the director, the producers on that film. And that really resonated to me because I was like, that was a really huge opportunity and like a really, you know, something I consider to be a success in my life that never would have happened if I had had what I thought was success at the time. So that's a personal story. And then, you know, I made my way back here. You know, once you have LA, I keep coming back for more. I keep being down, I keep coming back. So anyway, I'm here now. And then in regards to Love Lost LA, Heidi and I get super excited about working with certain brands that we feel like we really align with.
And I feel like we send a lot of emails. We'll reach out to them. We'll figure out cute ways to get in touch with them. We'll send emails. We'll reach out via DM. We'll share things. We'll tag them. We'll do whatever we can to reach out and get in touch. And sometimes it happens. And sometimes we're like, yes, they reached back to us. They want us to
this
work
is going
to
happen.
It's going to happen. And we get so excited. And her and I are dancing around the living room. You know, like, what is it, Tom Cruise? Like, in the underwear and the t-shirt. We're just, like, flying around the living room.
And then radio silent.
And then radio silence. And you don't hear anything for weeks, months. And then we're just both talking to her. Have you heard anything? Have you heard anything? Mm-hmm. And we're like, no. Okay. But you know what? I always feel like it works out. No matter what happens, something else happens. We get more people that reach out to us. We find new companies we want to reach out and work with. Collaborations. We're huge on collaborations. We love working with everything in LA and everyone and every brand. And
yeah, it really, as hard as it is to accept that, you know, when you don't get something that you really want, that something else is coming. It really is freaking true. I hate it, but it is. It's just true.
Yeah.
You know, you might not get what you really thought you want, and then something else comes about in a different form, but it ends up being
even better.
Better for you at the time.
I mean, personally, too.
And I used to listen to people say this, and I'd be like, this is bullshit. But it's true, I think.
Yeah, it's hard to hear that when you're in the middle of like not feeling good about stuff, but after a few times of that happening, if you're willing to like be open enough to see that,
yep,
then you can start to actually be excited about things not working. You're just like,
right.
like no matter what happens by me going to this event or saying hello to this person, like something is going to be good out of it.
So true. That's so true. And Heidi's really good at seeing the positive. So if you are having a hard time,
I'm the person to call.
It's good to have a friend that, you know, can see the sun when you can only see the clouds. So I don't know.
That's even how Love Lust LA got started. I originally moved down here for my startup company, and I'm no longer with my startup company. Mm-hmm. You know, things fail, things succeed, and you create things new in the meantime.
This is actually a huge story. Yeah, Heidi no longer works with the startup company, which was a disappointment for you. But if you had kept working with them, we wouldn't have had as much time for Love Lust LA.
Yep.
And we wouldn't be having the growth we're having now. So, you know,
things always happen for different reasons. Yeah. Like, and I mean, my whole life has been like that. Starting in New Hampshire, I moved to DC, to San Fran, to here, and I've been moving all over the country. And I feel like as I move around, it's always for something. I was in a relationship that didn't work, and I traveled all over the country for that. And I feel like at every step that you go to, it's a different step. There's new things that come about. And honestly, right now at my stage in life, I couldn't be happier. I have everything I've ever wanted, and I have my best friend who I blog with and own a company with. So it's, you really have to keep chasing those dreams. And sometimes life is going to knock you down and you're going to get upset, but you got to keep pushing forward.
Yeah, so true.
Cool. That's great.
Where are the tissues, Kleenex?
So rolling into that, where's the future with what you guys are doing together, like collaborating with a lot of people?
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the ultimate goal. I don't think that's real ever.
Right, because we're evolving.
Constant evolution.
So where's that? What's the next kind of milestone that you're like reaching for that we can be excited and people listening can maybe participate and get involved in and be part of it?
Cool. Well, we're starting to work with a few publications. We're pretty excited. We have a couple events coming up this weekend.
And we just launched, drumroll please, our vlog series starting today.
Okay.
We just had our first vlog come out. Sorry, guys.
Yeah. No, that's very true. We're going back to all, you know, covering all our bases. We launched our vlog today because we wanted to start,
being able to kind of have a video in a little bit. So you guys could actually hear, see, and almost be there with us.
Interact.
Interact, yes.
Right.
Well, maybe not even interacting. That's more live.
That is more live. Maybe that's to come.
This is reviewing. We need more live. Thanks, guys. You just helped us realize another platform we need to go on.
This weekend, though, we're doing an event with Time Out LA.
Yes.
Which is going to be super cool.
Yep. Down at the new Sky Space. We Skyscase in downtown LA.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's OUE. Double check the spelling
of it.
Yeah, but it's the new Sky Space, and they have that glass slide that everyone's been going down. And then we're also making holiday beverages. So we'll share those with you guys after. Just all kinds of fancy little holiday beverages that you can share with your friends, your family.
So we're super excited about that. And then we have another publication we're going to be working with. We're going to be sharing some of our favorite things to do in LA with them. And we're becoming more and more a part of the
community,
which is something that
we both love being part of the community. And we really feel like LA, especially where everyone is so transient here and everyone's moving in from different places. And there aren't a ton of people that are from LA that we really have to form this community to. I really believe that community is all what it's about, whether it's an online community or actual physical community.
Yeah, so there's some things that we're looking forward to and getting more involved with. Helping. We have some fun stuff in store where we're going to be helping younger women, and we're going to bring that into our brands. And then hopefully we're going to be heading to Sundance to cover that. And we have a lot of exciting things coming up.
So. Yeah, really giving back to us.
That's great. Yeah, and I love that whole aspect of, you know, and it's not just about like this is cool because we're in LA, but it's not just about LA. It's like that all of these things, people that are listening that aren't in LA, like mm-hmm. it's building the community. And, and going back to what I said of people like asking, well, what if I don't know anyone? Well, what if I'm in a town that no one else lives here? Well, like, you can go online and have that community there. Like, it's better in person, of course, but like, you can build that thing by like finding, you can have a blog partner
that
lives in a different country.
Right.
And you could be building this whole, like, basically like a whole thing with, and contributing to it and making really cool things happen. So
absolutely.
That's the, I think that's we,
that's how we started. So,
yeah, I was on the East Coast. Yeah. On the West Coast. I'd come out for shoots. We kept working together, but I wasn't living out here, you know, all the time. So it's so true.
So I think we'll tie that up in saying, like, no excuses. Keep showing up. Like, whatever the whatever you want to do, you just have to do it and show up and then figure out a way to do it and then keep working. So do you guys want to add in your tie up in like, one final minute?
Oh no, time test. Sweat. Here it comes. Okay, fan.
There won't be a buzzer. But just, and we kind of did this the whole time through, but just as a wrap up to connect with people listening, especially some of the younger people who are listening who are maybe there and they're like, I don't know, maybe I should do this or maybe I should do this. I'm not sure if I want to do this. They want to do something, they're thinking about it. And I hear people that want to start a podcast or want to start a YouTube channel or want to start a live show or whatever they want to do, and but then they're like, but I don't know how, or I don't have blank, and they're just like, oh, who cares? I'm always like, well, it doesn't matter. Just you, I don't talk into your phone. Why it doesn't matter? So someone who's thinking about doing something, who wants to start a blog with their friends or something, but they keep coming up with excuses. What do you have to them? In just like a tight wrap up here for the end.
I think it's kind of like life. Everything in life, you can always have an excuse for, whether it's buying your first house, starting a family, going to college, meeting new friends, anything, you can always just say, I'm not ready for yet. Mm-hmm. But the day that you actually say, I'm going to start putting my foot towards this and start moving forward, is the day that you actually start moving towards your dreams. And I think that just never be afraid to take that first step and never be afraid to keep pushing through.
Totally. And really, it's just starting exactly where you are, even with your fear, even with your anxiety, even with your loneliness. It's just finding what little you, that little something inside you where you can take one step towards and then see how it makes you feel. It might make you feel a little less scared, a little less anxious, a little less depressed, or maybe it'll make you feel
and there's
more so than
so
that,
many
but you
people.
Continue pushing through. You know, it's...
So many people are feeling the same way too. So you have to know that you're not in this alone, that there's every fear that you have, someone else out there has the same fear. So,
and it's being open.
Yep.
And at the same time, almost surrendering a little bit.
Yeah. Love Lost LA, girls and boys.
That's great. So where can we find all of you guys? If we want to find more, follow you and follow along, subscribe to the YouTube channel, what are all those things?
So YouTube is at Love Lost LA. Instagram is at Love Lost LA. Facebook is at Love Lost LA. Our website is www.lovelostla.com.
Oh, you got all of them?
We got all of them! LA! Boom!
So we are... Like
you're just waiting for the underscore somewhere. But like, which one had the underscore?
No underscore. Straight up. Love Lost LA.
Our Twitter is also Love Lost LA, although we're not really on Twitter, so I'm sorry, guys, if anyone goes on there.
We're on there.
We're on there. We're just on there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Cool. That's great. That's a good tie-up. We can find more. So thank you guys so much for being here.
Yes. Yay, thank you.
Thanks for having us. Thanks for the juice.
Thank you all for listening. Thanks, Heidi and Sarah, for joining and sharing your adventures and your story. And if you want to hear more, as always, go check out the podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, on chrisruggiero.com/podcast or iTunes or your podcast app, Google Play Music, Spotify. And just go listen to the podcast. And if you think there's someone else who would enjoy the podcast, share it with them. Say, hey, you should check out this podcast, and send them a link or whatever, however you send people podcasts. You know how to do it. Figure it out. It's the internet. You can learn how to do anything. And that's that's what I do love about the Between Dreams world. And that's what it's all about. Just figuring out how to do. Yeah, I don't know how to do most of the stuff that I do. That's why I do it, so that I can learn how to do it. And then I know how to do it by figuring it out. So go figure something out. Do something. Stop thinking about it. Make it happen. And as always, if you do have a question about whatever you're doing, and if you think I can help, send me a message and I will... go, I'll do whatever I can, or I'll find somebody that I know that can help you. And I would love to help build the Between Dreams community by connecting people that can be of value to each other. So send me a message,
on Instagram or email, or go to my website and do that. So thank you so much for listening. That's it. We have more podcast episodes coming up soon. And also the YouTube channel, search my name on YouTube. There's stuff there. There's stuff all over the place. Follow me on Instagram, though. That'll be the good thing. Instagram. And I'm at One Man Variety. And that is all. Thank you and goodbye.